This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now look, as I started to say earlier, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your money by buying one of our books. Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping, White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't need to. You don't even need to be afraid of. I don't know what do they hate? Can you help me figure this one out? I mean, people ramble all the time, so it can't be the ramblings thing. I'm not going to buy that one. And ramblings of a Right-Wing. Okay, so Right-Wing simply means I'm conservative, so if that scares you, I can't fix that. You know, because you know the saying, right? I can't fix stupid. So, ramblings of a Right-Wing. So, I'm a little bit more conservative. I'm going to watch your money a little bit more, which I find really interesting lately. Have anybody, you raise your hand if you've noticed how much more conservative the Democrats have become all of a sudden. They talk a lot about the Constitution, right? They talk a lot about the deficits, about deficit spending, right? They keep talking about how you're gonna pay for certain things all of a sudden. That's why I joke. I'm like, wow, this is like really cool. All of a sudden, we've got them. Look, they found the Constitution for the first time in what, 8 years? They never referred to the Constitution before all this was going on. You know, right, wrong, or indifferent, whether you supported the guy or didn't. He's got quite a bit done, but. He's moving too fast for them. He's moving too fast for me to a degree. I can't keep up either. But he's moving too fast for them. And they don't like it. And they can't fight on that many fronts. And I'll tell you what, you know, this, what are they calling it? Trump derangement syndrome or something like those lines? I love it. No, I say I love it because I don't want anybody to be sick. But man, it's bringing the loons out by the dozens, by the hundreds of dozens. I mean, you thought Maxine Waters was nuts before. She's even worse now. She can't even remember that she said 7,347 times that she wanted to impeach Trump. That has eluded her memory. And I find that just mind-boggling. Well, I really shouldn't, though, should I? So apparently, I love this story, sorry. I know, I shouldn't be that mean, but I am. If you know me well, you know how I think. By the way, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to just call in and let me know where I'm off, how wrong I am, how nasty I am, how mean. I'm used to it. I got thick skin. You won't hurt my feelings. Even if you're hesitant because you kind of sort of like me, but you don't want to hurt my feelings, it's okay. I'll live and I'll still sleep tonight. So three Islamic State militants setting up an ambush in a bitterly contested area in northern Iraq. Look at that, isn't that pretty? were killed by a herd of stampeding boars. I do not mean a bunch of Democrat speakers either. So they were stampeded by a herd of... Well, it's funny to me. What do I care? Herd of stampeding boars. Now, Sheikh Anwar al-Assisi, a chief of the local Abaid tribe and supervisor of an anti-ISIS force, told the Times of London that the militants were hiding on the edge of a field about 50 miles southwest of Kirkuk when the boars overwhelmed them. Five other militants were injured. Al-Assisi said... He also said that the group was poised to attack a band of local tribesmen who had fled the nearby mountain since the militants seized the town of Hawja just 3 years ago. It's likely their movement disturbed a herd of wild pigs which inhabit the area, as well as nearby cornfields. Al-Assisi said that the militants had summarily executed 25 people attempting to flee the militant would-be caliphate 3 days before the boers attacked Hawija, about 100 miles south of Mosul, seized dozens of residents flee to Kurdish Kirkuk on a daily basis. And the Iraqi military has planned to launch an offensive in the region after a laborious effort to liberate Mosul. After it's complete, they're going to go in there and try to clean it up. Good luck.
Good luck.
We know that a massacre took place in Hawija, through our sources, said Al-Sisi. This will not be ISIS's last massacre against citizens. Hawija is strategically located east of the road from Mosul and Baghdad, on the edge of the oil-rich region of Kirkuk. This is where they're getting all their money. I don't know how they're getting it. But this is where they're getting all their money. So, anyway, I got the biggest kick out of it. You know, as somebody said to me today, too, you know, couldn't this be like divine intervention? Like a divine punishment? Maybe they're not doing the right thing? Hey, you never know. Just asking. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you do want to be part of the conversation, I'm trying to get through some of these stories that I've had. I mean, they're still good time frame-wise, and I still like what they're putting out there. I also like the part that I'm able to show you how crazy some of your compadres are. Some of you guys, you think you're really close to the people around you, and then you bump into their social media page or what have you, and it becomes a whole different world, doesn't it? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Are Americans abandoning religion? Just ask it. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. This is The Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, the question... Maybe we can tweet this one out. I don't know. Do you believe the polls, the poll results that you see now? I mean, these are the same people put them out when Trump was running for office. And now he couldn't win. He wasn't going to win. He could never win. And do you believe him now? What makes him any different? What makes them not lie now? Because he's El Presidente? I doubt it. They will tank him at any cost, or they will try. I don't want to say they're going to tank him. But they will try to tank him at any cost because it's much more important that they're seen as having a clue as to what they're talking about than it is for the country to do well. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right. Or you can head up to Facebook. Yeah, you know the drill, right? Do I have to explain this every time? Head up to Facebook where you can watch live there, as well. We have a Facebook Live feed going on there. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. All right. I was talking a little bit about whether Americans, you think they're really abandoning their religion? And if they do, what will happen? I mean, the country was built and founded, whether you want to hear it or not, because I know some of you still don't believe this, but maybe then this isn't the show for you. The country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. It was founded on the fact that there was a God, there was a higher power that we had to answer to. And if you read the letters from our founding fathers, what they wrote to each other, you would understand why the Constitution was put together the way it was. Our founding fathers knew that we as men would fight and struggle and push and be deceitful for power, which is why they created the three branches of government. And most of what they put together was good, and it worked out well. It's just like the Electoral College. When you think about how it was supposed to work, it was good. But then we started screwing around with it because we knew better than them. We went past the whole simplistic idea of what they had in mind, and we went further with it. Now, the Electoral College was never meant to be winner takes all. That just skews it so bad. But it's there, so be it. I don't think this Congress is going to turn it around. Anyway, 855-REAL-JEW, 855-732-5563. The Founding Fathers also talked about their love of Christ, their love of God. I know that's hard for some of you to take, but it's true. You know, it's funny how some of you will hang your whole hat on this whole Thomas Jefferson myth, right, about separation of church and state. They took a letter, a line, and if you do the text, you do the history of the letter, you would find out that what we have today is not what he meant at all. But it was a letter from a founding father. And that's what they hang their hat on. But we do the same thing, and they don't want to hear it. That's why I said to you, this is not, you see me post stuff on Facebook about double standards. It's not, they don't want equity, they want control. They want you to believe them, they want control. This is why they wanted total control of the interweb. They can decide what you were going to see and what you weren't going to see. Thank God, because if ex-President Oblamo had four more years, just we'd all move to Sicily. At least there you know where the crooks are. So Glenn Beck and the think tank panel chewed over the decline of attendance at America's churches. Well, until a building blows up again, until somebody takes down the tower or towers, until we have something on that scale again, and people go running to churches again. And you know what? It's always amazing to me. I know God is omnipresent. I believe He is. I don't care what you believe. God is omnipresent. And it's funny how some of you who don't believe or kind of believe or dabble in, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong, especially on the school campus. And you say, where's God? Well, He's out on the gates. Well, you told Him He has to stay. Think about it. You don't want Him there. You don't want to talk about Him. You laugh at people who believe in Him. And then when something goes sour, all of a sudden you want to talk about Him because you want to blame Him, and you believe in Him all of a sudden. You're like the Democrats right now, that all of a sudden the Constitution exists because they want to use it against us. All of a sudden there is a bottom line to the budget. Why? Because they want to use it against us. I started to talk about it earlier when the tax stuff started coming out. They started talking about it. The only thing the reporter could hone in on, 200 million people paying taxes, and the only thing they cared about was, did it affect Donald Trump one way or the other? I would have said, when you decide, you in the front there, when you decide that you've got a real question you want to ask, we'll come back around to you. Okay, thank you. Next. That's right, the reporter from the real side. Go ahead, I'll take your question. So, unreal. So, Glenn started off with a discussion by echoing a sentiment that resonates with many today. He says, I love Jesus, but I'm just sick of religion. Which is, you know, my argument all the time. I say to people, look, I don't believe in religion. I believe in relationship. I believe in a relationship with God. I know some of you don't get it, and you don't get it because you can't get it because you don't believe any of it. Until you start believing it, so you believe in God, so you believe in God's love and what he has for you, and he's actually real and will do something for you, you can't have a relationship. It just doesn't work. You cannot have a relationship with that pretty model in that photo frame that you bought. You know? So Beck says, I love Jesus, I'm just sick of religion. Tracy Levinson agreed and cited studies that Christians, particularly young people, are abandoning organized religion in big numbers. It's true. We've done those stories on the show. You've got millennials that are leaving church in big numbers. And it's not so much that they're leaving church. They're tired of the hypocrisy. See, some of us older folks put up with it because, you know, we knew better. We knew it was just people being people. But it seems like the millennials want it 100% on all the time or else. Good luck with that. Good luck with their relationships. Good luck with their girlfriends. Good luck with their parents. Because those relationships aren't on. Matter of fact, when you get married or you have a business partner, there are things you work around, you work with and work around. No group is perfect. Anyway, and they don't like organized religion because of the hypocrisy in it. And they want to rewrite scripture. I've done these stories. I get the biggest kick out of it. They don't want to understand scripture. They don't want to break it down. They don't want to study it. They just want to change it. In plain, simple English, that they understand that they can tweak and twist around. Matter of fact, the Bible is a perfect example. It's if you don't know history, you can screw up. Talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Please don't go far. A lot more good stuff coming up on the other side of the break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom Knives, made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but why would you? Seriously. No, I really do. I really do appreciate the time. I know you could be listening to the shows. I know there's other things you could be doing. I get all of that, believe me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off, why I need serious psychiatric help, any of those things I'm good with. I'm pretty thick-skinned, and I don't really I shouldn't say I don't care what you think, because I don't mean it that way, but what you think is not going to move me. Not in this light, not with these kind of things. So I thought it was interesting, again, going back to 9/11 for a second. Remember, the churches were overfilled for 3 or 4 months. There was a false sense of happiness for some of these pastors who thought that people finally figured out, look, it took God knocking buildings down before people would go back to church. Do you really think God's that dumb? I mean, seriously, I wouldn't follow a God like that. You're going to knock down two buildings, knowing that we're going to run the church and stop going in 3 months. Sure, let's just wipe out 3,000 people just to prove a point. What that point is, I really don't know. That what? That humans won't follow through? Because what, God's too dumb to know that? Give me a break. I've heard it all, guys. So feel free to write me. Feel free to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me why that made sense. But it don't to me. It's us as humans. I'm telling you. Our founding fathers knew this. They knew what we would do. They knew what we would like. They knew we were going to be all about us. And that's what's going on here in this country right now with what some people call religion. Right? Especially among Christians. I just went through this with somebody. Okay? The kids that you see out there, you see what's going on. You see this, the fact that a lot of these Christian millennials don't want to go to church anymore? Who introduced them to church? Who helped them with their church experience? Who moved them through their church experience? It was you. That's right. So there's somebody out there that's a parent of a kid that went sideways. Yes, we all have choice. I got all of that. But I don't want you to feel bad, because I want you to help change it. So think about what you did. What can you impart on your child? How can you help your child turn back to God? How do you do that? I'm not asking for an answer. I'm just saying, think about it. What kind of lifestyle are you living? What are you doing? Can your kids look at you without reproach? How do you expect them to take church and God seriously if you don't? If you're just dabbling or just playing. Now, I'm not talking about, forgive me. I don't mean this the way it sounds, but you guys know me. I'm not good with the English language, right? I'm not talking about the guy that gets up and every third word that comes out of his mouth is praise Jesus. You know, and he heads off with dilapidated pants and shoes. And, you know, they're making the flip sound, even though they're a full pair of sneakers. And he's going out with the homemade signs that say, you know, no Jesus, no peace. I'm not talking about that guy. I'm not talking about you for you to be like that. I mean, heck, if that's what God's called you to do, then do what you're supposed to do. But not what he's called me to do. And he's not called that of you parents. You parents are show kids a balanced life. You know what I mean? I mean, for those of you, and again, I know some of you are going to tune off right now. But if you put sports before God on a Sunday morning, and Sunday morning's not the only day to go to church. I get it. And I get that Sunday, I'm not a big sports guy. But I know Sunday is sports day for a lot of people. You know, some churches start on Saturday night. You know that, right? So there's all ways to make it happen, but you got to prove to your kids that God's more important to you than anything else. Right? So when you bring it back to Scripture all the time, when you bring it back to what God has to say, and not in a, what I used to call a spiritually hooky way, but a real life way, it makes a difference. Your kids will believe it. They'll step out on it. They'll be able to use you as an example. Now, the pale consensus with that hypocrisy in institutions and figures we respect, such as parents, and religious leaders, has turned us off to church and or churchiness. Now, Tracy's causing Tracy to point out the disconnect in congregations as they face an altar and not each other. Glenn referenced the Homo Deus, a book he's currently reading, which warns of the path of imagined God-likeness, humanity seems to be walking down the information and technology advances. How did that work out when man became God-like in the Bible? Think about that, right? For my Christian friends. Remember who wanted to be like God? Remember who wanted all the stuff that God had, including the worship? What happened to him? And we got kids today. I mean, there's nothing wrong with using the talents that God gave you to do better in life. You know, but the Bible talks about God exalting you, not you exalting you. And if God exalts you, it's a good ride, let me tell you. We've had our ups and downs. I've had my ups and downs. I can tell you exactly, if I put it on a piece of paper, I can tell you exactly the times I was in control and the times that God was in control. It ain't that hard. Anyway, Doc Thompson asked, referencing the Tower of Babel story, where human pride led to our separation by language. Glenn seized on this concept by noting our dependence on binary language, which makes up the foundation of all digital language. And several digital languages. Things were written in several languages. I think that's kind of funny. Glenn went on to say, if you don't understand how binary language works, you think about how dependent we become on that phone. On that smartphone. Think of how dependent we've become on those 140 character or less headlines. How many people actually read through stories? Look, I got to tell you something. I'll post a story. We get reposted on several sites, and the sites are only supposed to post so many words, and then they're supposed to lead you back to the main site, right? Well, I can tell. I mean, we can have a post on a different site that gets 1,000 reads on it, and not one click through. So on a 10-paragraph letter, they've read 3 paragraphs, they've made up their whole decision about the piece, they comment on it right there, and they haven't moved on to read the meat of it. How they know that I don't have a little wrap-up and a slam in the head in the very last paragraph? They don't. They can't hang that long. And some of you older folks can, but many of you can't hang that long. Now, if you don't understand, Beck goes on to say, if you don't understand how binary language works, all of a sudden nothing works, and nothing can be repaired, and our towers come crumbling down. And he's right. We have so many different variations of the stuff, you can have issues with this kind of thing. But what I got out of this, what I keep driving home. I want people to understand. It's not that they're, our young people are abandoning religion, if you would, or Americans are. We've done nothing. I mean, some of you are going to get mad at me. Do you know that in today's world, we don't speak in the Kinglish, in the King's English anymore? The these and thous are gone. And I can always tell the old guys in the room, I don't even have to open my eyes. And I get that some of you use the King James Version, the original King James Version, because you want to be as close to the original as you can. I get that. I can appreciate that. New King James isn't far off. And that uses more language. It doesn't have thee and thou, right? It has you and them. And if you really want to have some fun, go over to the Message Bible, where it talks about fools and slapping people around. It uses simple English. My point here is that stop being religious. No, seriously, I mean that. You turn off these young people because you're religious. You can't talk to them. I mean, you don't sit down with a young person and start off with, and thus saith the Lord, young man. I don't know how it works. You need to talk about God as you say you believe in him. As someone who loves you and who you love. Who's your dad. You know, son, what if God was sitting here with us right now and we're having this conversation? What do you think he'd say? What do you think he'd point us to? He's keeping on scripture. But make God touchable and real. And someone who cares and wants to interact with you on a regular basis. There is nothing wrong with that. Anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I go through this in the book. I give you ammunition on how to push back on this kind of thing. I approach God and life and your everyday walk from a real, I hate to use this word, from a real average Joe standpoint. You know, the guys that are just working every day trying to keep food on the table. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in just a minute.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I want to welcome everybody. You know, I love it when you guys, I really do love it when you guys tell me where you're from. I can't always grab them because usually my mouth is moving so fast, I forget what time it is and I don't get to it. But I do want to thank some of you for tuning in tonight. Janine from Indiana. Let me see. Who else have we got? I got to go back and read to people, so work with me here. Chris from Vancouver, Washington. Right? That's cool. You guys must be... Well, no, it's getting nice up there now. Must be really pretty. Has to be. No? What do you think? Oh, you don't know. You're the producer. You're supposed to know everything. That's why I look over to you, because you're supposed to tell me everything. Marlon from Puerto Rico. Thanks for joining us tonight. Too. And Jocelyn from Alabama. Always appreciate that. And listen, if I'm not on the radio in your area and you have to listen on a smartphone, I guess that's not the worst thing in the world. Better than listening on a tin can or something. But call the local radio station. That's how we've picked up, I think our last three or four stations we've picked up because you guys called the program director and said, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you covering the show? What is wrong with you guys? And anyway, so, you know, they listen, they come on, They call, they ask questions, and then the next thing you know, we're there. So if you are listening from a station, or you've heard me on a station and rent in the house and turn it on your Facebook, I would love to know what station you grabbed it on or what have you. Anyway, back to the real show. See, this is why, don't you? This is why I call the book Rambling. I ramble all the time, but I'm good with it. Seriously. Anyway, 855-FRIELD SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all of that fun stuff. All right, so I just really do love to do some of the dumbest, craziest stories there are, right? Because I can't tell you how many times I talk to friends of mine, and I'll tell them about a story I did, and go, come on, you know, that must be too crazy for primetime story or something like that. No, this is real stuff. This is really going on. We have a school that suspended a student over an unauthorized hairstyle. Young man, yes, that hair has not, look at my hair, it hasn't been approved by anybody. That hair has been approved by the principal. So officials at a Texas junior high school are threatening a student with suspension over a haircut. Now, we're not talking about some of the crazy stuff we've seen out there. I'm looking at the haircut. It don't look that bad. And I'm one of those guys like, you know, one style haircut, part it on the side, get over it, you know, that kind of thing. So he has, it looks like a regular kind of, I don't know, if you're into the buzzers, you know, the clippers, like a number three. All the way around. And then he's got two little lines, I don't know, shaved in on each side. It almost looks like he's making some kind of, maybe a sports something. I mean, seriously, about 2 inches on each side. And it's not distracting. It doesn't look crazy stupid. It doesn't look, matter of fact, this could have been a haircut during the Star Trek days. You know what I mean? So Cedar Bayou Junior High School sixth grader Xavier Davis told KPRC he was ordered to the office last Thursday when the school staff noticed his hair had one more line buzzed in than school rules would allow. He was threatened with an in-school suspension if he didn't get it fixed. What are you supposed to do in school? What do you go? We go down to the science lab, grab a razor knife and take it off or something? I don't know. What are you supposed to do? Yeah. He said, I was walking to class, and she saw my hair and said, hey, you can't have two lines in your hair. Go to the office right now, Davis said, adding that officials gave him until Monday to correct the situation or face the consequences. He says, I don't think it's fair, and neither does his father. He had his hair cut this for 6 months, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. I don't know. I always have trouble with this, because if the rules say you can only have one, and you should really only have one. On the other hand, if he did this innocently, and he's had it for 6 months and nobody said anything to him, then what do you do about it? All of a sudden you tell him, that's it, you're done? Or do you say, look, after it grows in, we're not going to accept it again. We're sorry we missed it. We're sorry you missed it, but let's move on. Now, let me see. According to the book, the school's dress code, letters, symbols, and designs beyond a single straight line which draw attention to an individual shall not be permitted. Now, if this was such a big deal and very easy and everybody knew it, again, why didn't they tell him to stop? The administrator supervisor reserves the right to determine if a hairstyle is disruptive in an educational process. Man, for some of you guys on the radio, I wish I could show you this, because this is not disruptive. Not at all. It looked like maybe his dad had the shakes when he cut the little thing in his side. That's about it. Now, there is no evidence that Davis's extra line in his hair is disruptive, but his parents were forced to fix it nonetheless. After a day in school suspension, the 12-year-old's mother took the matters in her own hands. He had a space here and a space there, Matt Davis said. She took a Sharpie permanent marker and colored the bottom here in. So in order for him to get an education, we have to treat his hair like a coloring book, she said. The father thinks the school officials have taken their right to determine if a hairstyle is disruptive a little too far. I don't know if having one line or two is a distraction to anyone learning. It's not a distraction to me, Matt Davis said. We send him here to get an education. We send him here to learn, not about his haircut. Now, I will say, being involved in education myself, there are some pretty freaky clothings, hairstyles, haircuts, nail polishes, tattoos, that kind of stuff, that are disrupting. Now, somebody's going to send me a nasty over this, so don't bother, because I've already seen it all and I've already read it all. And there was a young lady on school grounds. And California's whack. Okay, really whacked. And she was wearing a pair of pants that had a vulgar word across her butt. And I'm not talking about the ones you've seen where it says, like, juicy and that kind of stuff. No, I mean something that if I said on the radio, not only would they bleep it up, but she wouldn't hear me back here tomorrow. Okay? And it's a fight to get them to, you know, because you got that whole freedom of speech thing, right? And I guess it's cool. So here's a very good-looking young lady who's got this thing across her butt. You've got a bunch of out-of-control hormone 16-year-old boys, 17-year-old boys on a campus, high school campus. Now, I would probably say that might be disruptive, don't you? And simply as she's on her way to the class, and there's 21 boys following behind her because they don't know if this is an offer or what. I'm sure I'm painting a picture for you now. I mean, there's got to be limitations to this. And the funny thing about it, I will get an email. Guarantee you I'll get an email from somebody who will say, Joe, this just shows you how you're white privileged. This shows you what you're all about, how old-fashioned you are. Right? Because, or misogynistic. I always like that one, too. Because women should be able to walk around dressed any way they want to. And not have the expectation that men or boys are gonna stare at them. Right? Yes, because we're all perfect. We all live in utopia. We all play with unicorns. Does this same person scream and yell when a Muslim woman is raped just because her brother, her uncle, a male relative is not with her? And she brought it on herself? The defense for Muslim men in the Middle East, they use a defense when they rape a young girl that she was asking for it because she was out alone because she was dressed provocatively. I've never seen anybody on the left or group of women on the left fight about that. Recently with the female genital mutilation, nothing on the left, crickets, just crickets, except there was an outcry from, what was it, the New York Post? One of the New York papers. Did you guys catch that? They're trying to figure out how to report it because they don't want to report it as female genital mutilation. Because, you know, they don't want to hurt 00187% of those. Does this go too far? I mean, at what point is this just nuts? You want to call it human genital mutilation because they don't do it to the male species. They only do it to the females. Can you even use that term anymore? But we think about that. We won't be able to use male or female anywhere on anything. This is our fault, people. We let this happen. You conservatives, you religious conservatives, you non-religious conservatives, you atheist conservatives. You let this happen. We let them do this. And we let them do, look who's running the schools. Liberals. Look who's teaching the classes. Liberals. And the conservatives, the few that we have in the education system, are afraid to speak up. So stop complaining. Ain't going to change. And just voting for Trump or just voting for conservatives in your area, it ain't enough. I'm Trump Senior Host. You want to continue on? If you're watching on Facebook, right, we rejoin about 5 minutes past the hour. You gotta refresh. Yeah, okay, there you go. You gotta refresh, because if you don't, you won't get anything. It'll just say the show's ended. Otherwise, we'll be back. Don't go far. I'm Joe Senior Host. You listen to Real Side on GCN. Really, seriously, heat up your coffee. Come on back. Can't wait to hear from you.